Hey.
We are back. It's been a minute.
Yes, it's been a hot minute.
Yeah, we hopefully everybody's doing well. We were gone for a couple weeks. You know, life's and life? We gotta sometimes we gotta do what we gotta do to keep it pushing. And but we're back. There's been so much that's been going on. I don't even know how we'll fit it into an hour, but
I know
it's well. And then let's just—I missed you too. Yeah. And you're looking fabulous.
Thank you. The work vibe.
Okay. I'm just sporting a little husky action right now.
Yeah, your husky did that. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, they did. They did. We'll talk about it. So we do have a lot to talk about. I mean, let's first talk about. Just so you know, me and Mo didn't take off because of the flooding here in Las Vegas.
No, we're fine.
I know. I'm sure you and me both have had, I've had numerous texts and calls like, are you okay? Like they're seeing all this crazy rivers running through, kids drowning, all this craziness happening. It doesn't happen everywhere in Vegas. It happens in like certain areas, which is why I say don't live on the east side if you can, because... Listen,
man, it's just older roads. Those are the few places you don't see cones.
Right.
And even the cones took a big hit. Like the cones didn't make it. You know,
and you see that one car that floated through like fencing and ended up in the ditch. And the girl who was pregnant had to like go and have the car removed on her own because the city was going to fine her if she didn't get her car out of the gutter.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Unreal.
Literally, the storms this weekend were like 20 times worse than Hurricane Hillary that did barely anything here. So we're good. We're safe.
Hold my beer, Hurricane Hillary.
Right.
Like you thought it was over?
Nah, it's not over.
Close.
But we're good. Mo and I are safe.
We are.
All of our friends and family assume to be safe. We haven't had any reports of that. So we thank anyone that's reached out to us and checked on us. We got to get into some hot topics. And I think first and foremost, college football started off this weekend. Saturday was a big college football day. We finally got to see Colorado State get in there and Deion Sanders put his mouth where his money is. And listen, they didn't disappoint. And I think what's crazy is you saw a lot of the people that were talking about Deion hopping on their school, leaving HBCU, going to the Pac-12 or going, I'm sorry, not, they're in the Big Ten now, right? Or Big 12.
Big 12, yeah.
And then, you know, what was he going to do when all of his team is from the transfer portal, blah, blah, blah. Well, they won. They beat number 17 TCU. Granted, they only won by 3 points, but they pulled out the upset. I think they were like plus 800 to win the game. Ridiculous.
Wow. And if I'm not mistaken, TSU tried to go to a college football championship, right? National championship last season.
TCU, I think, was in like the semis or something.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was in the championship game or not. Because I was like,
I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I know it was recently because I know like our friend Tara was at one of those games. It was like
I think it was last year. I want to say it was last year, and they lost. So that's a lot.
But these guys, like, this is what's showing you that the transfer portal is something serious right now. He basically made his team with just his two sons and a bunch of guys on the transfer portal. His son, Shadori, his quarterback, had 4 touchdowns, over 500 yards. His other son, Shiloh, led the defense with 10 tackles. I mean, it's just no going wrong there.
It's only the beginning. It can only go up. And for those that say it's just one game, listen, this is a very monumental game. Because like I said, the ranking of TCU and where they were last season, I mean, this speaks a whole bunch of volumes. Like, you can't deny that this team is the real deal. And he did. Like you said, he definitely put his mouth where his money was. And he was checking reporters. All the names.
Yes, he was checking for receipts. He's like, I got receipts.
Said keep that same energy. So you keep that. And look what we did.
He said, listen, here's what's happening right now, guys.
And not for nothing, the game could have gone either way. It just didn't.
Man.
It just worked. Because they came out the gate already first team on scoring. First, you know what I mean? Like, by halftime, it was like, oh, my God. Like, they had no answer to them. They had no answer to him whatsoever.
And it was a high scoring game. Like, their defense wasn't doing, I mean, they're still, they won by 3 points and it was at the very end of the game. They didn't have no blowout, but they won. And that's what matters. What's crazy is this. Look at these ticket sales. Look at the ticket sales for this weekend. So the lowest price for Colorado's game this weekend is $321. It's basically double or triple the lowest price of any other football NFL game for their season opener.
Wow. Incredible. Incredible.
I mean, to say that he's changed Colorado is like...
That's an understatement.
It's an understatement.
I mean, it's a complete 180 times two. Complete 180 times 10.
It's unbelievable.
No one was going to those games, Melissa. No one was rocking with them. Remember?
Nobody was.
Nobody not was. Not even the people in the city of Boulder. Shame on you.
And I wish I had the meme, because there was another meme of their wide receiver, Travis Hunter, with the side of Russell Wilson. And it was like, Travis Hunter's done more for the state of Colorado than Russell Wilson has for the last 2 years.
I know.
You got a puppy in your lap? Oh, my goodness.
This is Suki.
Oh, Suki. Little Sukiyaki.
Suki, little Sukiyama. Yes, Suki has been a great emotional support animal for me.
I'm trying to tell you, emotional support dogs are it. Dogs, period, do it.
They
know.
And she's not.
They know when you need it.
But knew my energy and would like sleep next to me, like lay next to me, just knew through the storm. I was going through the storm.
Absolutely.
And just.
Absolutely. They know what's going on.
Yeah, they do.
They know what's going on. So besides, basically any other games that took place, like my Huskies had a game. Michael Penix Jr. had had 5 touchdowns. I think 400 to 500 yards of passing himself. We had a great game. We blew out Boise State. But it kind of took, you know, every game on Saturday kind of, and the whole entire weekend for that matter, kind of just took a backstage to Colorado because of what Deion did with his team.
Pretty much.
And because we saw like last night, Clemson, or I'm sorry, Monday night, Duke beat Clemson. Clemson was in the championships. Just, you know what I mean? Right. Like, Duke comes out, goes over their head. You had Florida State beating LSU.
Wow.
Oklahoma killed Arkansas State to where that coach was like, I think they saw it, had him kneeing down. Not crying, but like almost tearing up or something. But
getting that Notre Dame energy. I can't wait till their game this season and see what that coach does.
Yeah. So I think, I'm not sure. I think Colorado has more of a challenge, or they might have, I think they have like a kind of a deep schedule, a tough schedule. So we'll see how this lasts for them throughout what happens with their season. But I can already tell you that the viewership, look at the numbers here just from college, from the games this weekend. So LSU, FSU already had the number one. They had 9.1 million viewers. The Colorado game versus TCU had 7.26 million. Ohio versus Indiana was 4.6. West Virginia and Penn State, 3.5. Nebraska, Minnesota.
Wow.
But I mean, A lot of viewership here.
Yeah.
And after all these upsets, the AP poll went crazy. Washington moved up to 8. Colorado broke the top 25, as well as Duke, by beating their teams. Clemson fell. You see, who else? USC had one up. Ohio State had went, I think, down one. I'm not sure, because I think Florida State picked up over theirs. But listen, and not for nothing, the Pac-12, which is disintegrated after this year.
Yes.
The Pac-12 went 12-0. They had 12-0 week. Every team in the Pac-12 won this weekend.
Wow.
I don't know if or when that may happen again, but just to put it out there, it happened.
Yeah. Wow. The anomalies. It's wild. Yeah, that's very wild.
Another hot topic we got to see on Monday. We got to see the beginning. You missed it?
I missed it. I know Skip debuted with, what's our guy from the Cowboys, Michael Irving. But I didn't watch that either. I missed it. Like I said, I have so much going on the weekend.
Listen, this happened on Monday. So Monday it started. And because on Monday, there was a few clips where Shannon called Stephen a skip, and he's like, oh man, you know, my bad. I just, this is natural habit. So during Tuesday's show, Stephen whoops out the name tag just so it could be helpful for him in knowing his name while they're debating back and forth. Just wild. You know, I just.
Yes. Oh, Unc. We're going to let it slide. We're going to let it slide. I want,
you know, I mean, after, you know, you know, when you're arguing with somebody, it's kind of like how you might throw out your ex's name when you're in an argument, because you used to saying that one name, and you get a new name and you're like, oh, whoops. Well, you did it on national TV.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, just what happened. But
yeah. Oh, we're going to get it together.
He might have hit the bottle a little bit beforehand. Maybe he was just trying to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, a little loose.
Good conversation. A good icebreaker. So yeah.
I did want to highlight this as well, because the U.S. Open is still going down. We've seen a lot of celebrities pop through there, but this is the first time in the open era of the U.S. Open that four Black Americans have reached the quarterfinals at a major tournament. Yes. So, yes, it's
unbelievable. And I watched that Coco Gauff match. Shout out to her.
Coco is out there.
Shout out to her. And shout out to her calling unfairness. When the ref
on
wasn't
what?
Seeing the unfairness. Oh, yeah,
she called
play.
Him out. Like come on. I still didn't quite get what was happening, but, and then she was like, she can't sit down. Why is she sitting down? Like, yeah, bring the rules out.
Why is the time? Why there's a certain time limit to set up your set. So the fact that you're just letting her be lackadaisy before she,
right.
Like it's crazy. So yeah. Good to call out Coco.
Yeah. That's a lot they deal with, but hey, I got some hook good. I want you to tap in with me on this one, because one of your Dodgers,
man,
Jugadores Loco pitcher Julio Urias, placed on admin leave today. So he got catch this though. He was arrested outside of seeing the Miami LAFC soccer game. So he went to go watch Messi, was arrested outside the stadium. And unfortunately, they haven't given any details of the allegations against him, but he was already previously arrested in May 2019 for a DV about shoving a woman in a mall. He had to have 20 games suspended, and he did a year-long DV counseling program, which clearly has not helped.
Or anger management, for that matter, and drunken management, because clearly when you went to that soccer match, you were drunk. Not to excuse it, but you get belligerent when you drink, it sounds like.
Right.
And he's one of our aces. Like, you are one of three starting pitchers. You have moved up in the ranks with our team, and this is what we got to face? We go on a 5-road game stretch right now, and now we don't have Urias in the starting lineup.
And it's the playoff push. We've got the playoff. I mean, you guys are pretty much good in your division.
We're locked in on that because we're number one in our division. Like,
right. But for others, like in my division, it's a little.
20 games? If they give him 20 games, do you know what that looks like? Like, I don't even like what it looks like. Yeah, and this is one of our all-time aces. Like, this is a guy that even if you had a great, you could start him above Kershaw if you wanted to. And they've done that.
Well, I guess that's not happening.
No.
For a while.
No.
Hey, Alicia, thanks for tuning in. Hey, happy Alicia. Wednesday Eve.
Yeah.
What else do we got? So another Jugadore. They're not even funny. Okay. So this one, Arca Gilbert, he's a tight end. So he used to play at LSU in Georgia. He transferred to Nebraska this year. He's been currently waiting for his eligibility ruling from the NCAA. He was arrested outside of a liquor store because he had apparently broke the glass door and shattered it. He had more than 1,600 worth of stolen items from the liquor store/vape store, whatever. $1,600 worth. Like, that's a lot of stuff coming from there. And so listen, I mean,
and what did the glass door do? Because the door is really taking a punishment through this all.
I mean, look, my thing is where is the job? But why does the liquor store, you see the picture, like, why does the liquor store door look like it's inside of like a hotel, like a motel, like you're in a lobby? Like, why are you in a lobby? don't know.
Are we sure that's a liquor store and not somebody's room too? Like this is a second occurrence for him?
I don't know. But I mean, he went in shirtless with his shirt over his head.
Oh, he's bugged all the way out. And why is the door the victim? The door was only doing his job by being closed.
Just trying to stay up for you. Yeah, I'm just trying to stay up.
Just trying to be closed and doing his job.
Oh man. Also, the Saints rookie quarterback, Jake Haener, he was drafted by the Saints this year. He got suspended already for 6 games for violating the NFL PEDS policy. He had stated that he doesn't know how the substance that was in him or found in him had gotten in his system. It wasn't any of his medications or supplements or anything like that. But of course he's sticking. I mean, dang, 6 games and you're
For
your first year, your first year. I don't know. Maybe these guys need to find better trainers or nutritionists.
Who's his trainer, yo? Like who's training this kid? Who is his athletic trainer and who's his personal trainer and who's his health coach? Like who's your nutritionist, sir? Like are they trying some new herbal supplements that the ingredients are on some pets?
I mean, are they FDA? Like, is it FDC? Like, is everything legit on these supplements? It's not, like, don't go get them off Instagram from someone that's just selling CMOS. Like, you can't
trust. Well, I feel like that's what it was.
I don't know. You can't trust everybody.
Right. Not everybody's essential oils are going to be essential for.
Mine will be, but.
Yeah, yours will be. Yours are totally legit because I'm trying to hoard them. I don't even think I gave them to Andre yet.
I still got some for him. This one's more of a Jugadore Equipo because check this out. So this was the Angels photo day, right?
Okay.
But Ohtani couldn't make it to photo day. So apparently they got a body double in there to pose for him. So maybe they could Photoshop his image on it later. But he's basically, you can see the left, he's just, that's the person's body double. And on the right is the body double leaving out the exit in the back of the stadium. So,
My thing is only in LA will they do body doubles. Only in LA.
And I'm wondering, did they put out a newspaper article out searching for 6'4", 5" Asian male to...
That's LA for you.
Hollywood. I'm like, my brother could have been the body double.
Right. Why not?
It's wild. It's way too wild. Yeah. Okay, so we'll get into some Las Vegas sports. Our Aces, shout out to Asia, player of the month again. She's been the player of the month for the Western Conference June, July, and August. I don't know if that equals MVP, but if you're the player of the month for 3 straight months, like
I think she's in the conversation and definitely.
We'll definitely talk about a couple others in a few minutes when we get into WNBA. But this is legit wonderful. It's her eighth of her career. It's her eighth of her career, and then of course 3 straight. So that's almost ridiculous.
She's got also.
So we've got 2 games left in the regular season. We play on Friday in Phoenix against the Mercury, and then Sunday is the big game at T-Mobile Arena.
Yes,
Fan Appreciation Day. The game's at noon. So for everybody like me that's a late riser, just make sure you get your stuff together because it's a noon game on Sunday. Not only is it going to be fan appreciation, where they'll be giving out different prizes to the fans and the audience, but you can go by the shops that'll be there at T-Mobile and the locations and get 30% off of all the Aces gear.
30%. Nice. Very nice.
Because that stuff can be expensive.
Yeah, it can. That's actually a really good deal.
Yeah. So
ticket sales and different events.
Right. And you mentioned your Southern alumni.
Yeah,
too.
Southern alumni chapter is actually selling tickets. I'll post the link in our story. For Girl Chat, but they have a link you can buy baseline tickets for $20 and they're still out there. And
it might be like baseline in the stands. Let's not
baseline in the stands, but not super low. Yeah. But baseline in the stands. But they say baseline when they're advertising it. So it's like, ooh, that seems sweet, but I'm glad you clarified that because it is
baseline, like where the hoop is probably up in the stands. But that first lower level. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Or just do the upper level seats for $10, which I probably will do. Just to donate. Yeah. But I'll send the link.
Exactly. Okay. So it's going to be going down on Friday. That's going to be the last game of regular season Of course, yeah. Our aces have already made the playoffs. We're just trying to fight for that number one. We've been number one for majority of the time of the season. We got two games left, both us and New York, and we're fighting for that top spot. We have to win our games outright, the last two games, to make that happen.
Yes. Well, I think we will. I think we will, looking at who we've got going on. I think we will. Yeah.
I mean, two games against the Mercury, like, you know, it shouldn't be hard, but there's been weirder things that happen, like losing to the Sparks.
Yeah. But we got to lock in that home court. That's our possibility as far as getting these Liberty and whoever else we go into contention with. Like, if we do that, I'll be smooth sailing. It's whatever you want to do. And shout out to Alicia Clark.
Alicia Thomas.
Alicia Thomas.
Yeah. What did she do? Yes. Alicia Thomas. Let me just break down. So she had not only a triple double. She had 27 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists, and on top of that, 6 steals.
Yeah.
Okay. She broke three records.
Yep.
During that game, she hit her 6th triple double of the season. She has 304 assists this season, which is the new WNBA single season assist record. She became the first WNBA player in history to tally at least 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and 5 steals.
Wow.
Right. And it's her 27th double-double, which is a single season record.
She's in the conversation.
It is wild. And of course, the other one that's still in the conversation is the one we're going to be going up against, Breanna Stewart. Yep. This girl hit her fourth 40-point game last night, tied Diana Taurasi for most in the WNBA history.
Wow.
She also set a new record for most points in a single season. So she has 861 points and still counting.
And that's why I said the competition for the MVP race is very tough.
It's going to be tough, and I think it's going to be dependent on the people that are placing their votes. I think depending on, you know, what you're critiquing or what you're looking for is depending on what you plan on putting through there. Yeah. What's up, Ms. Ballandy? The Mercury games could be dyke down games. Yeah, they have to stay for sure.
Yeah.
And as long as Coach is still like getting in our subs early, we're getting the bench in early, getting, you know, relief for the Stars, I think that's been the good look these last few games for them.
And I have to say, Kia Stokes, a couple games ago, she hit 11 boards on the rebounds. It's about time she came back, because you were about to be in that conversation of what are you doing? Like, she was a no-show on a milk carton.
But the benches have been really stepping up.
She's been inconsistent.
Sydney Colson been out there playing D, getting steal. I mean, listen, they've been doing some good work.
Well, you know,
that's
our sixth girl. We like Sydney. That's the cheerleader, you know.
Yeah.
But, Kia Stokes, you got to fill them tough shoes. I don't know if you had a talk with Candace Parker. I don't know what happened, but you put up 11 boards the other night, and I have to just say, welcome back, because you hadn't been doing that. You were early on, and then it stopped, and now it's back on again. So good.
She back on again. Yeah. Good. So the teams that are still looking to get in the playoffs are the Dream, the Sky, and the LA. The Dream just beat Seattle today. I'm not sure on the Sky in LA, but there's only one spot left, and those three are battling for it. So it's going to get interesting.
It is.
It's going to get interesting.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I got to get to these games, man. Like, Jesus. Yeah.
Sunday, I know.
Sunday.
Yeah. Also this weekend, the Lights are hosting a Saturday night's game. Welcome. Vegas loves Oakland sports teams. So if you wear a Raiders or Oakland A's jersey to the game, go to the ticket office. You can get your ticket for half price.
So what's that mean? It's going to be $3?
I don't know. The Miles just give 50% off of your food, and I think they probably won't.
Yeah, I'll take that and a Jarrito soda.
But I am excited for the Lights are going to be coming to the ballpark October 7th and 14th. So that's going to be maybe a game or two that I want to go check out.
Yeah, that's 3 days before our first. And, yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, and definitely like a cool down. It'll be a little bit cooler too. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great idea.
Okay. Shout out to UNLV Rebels. Listen, I don't know where Bryant College or University is. I never even heard of Bryant. I still to this day don't know where it's at. They beat Bryant, though, and got their first win of the season, 44-14. However, I know the UNLV fans are taking it with a grain of salt because they face Michigan in Ann Arbor next weekend. Like, you're facing the number two team in Ann Arbor. Like, I'm sorry, UNLV fans are used to having like maybe 1,000 or 2,000 fans there. You're going to go to a stadium that has like 90,000 fans.
Right.
This is going to be a whole new experience for some of these guys on the team. Hey, good luck. Good luck.
I really don't have any comment on that. Like, I don't know what to say. Like,
you know, good luck. I just, hopefully it's not a complete blowout. Like, just, you know, let's see what you got.
I'm curious.
Now, I need you to.
Team, but.
I need you to
the football team. They had a Saturday game. I didn't even know about the Saturday game. I missed that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always Saturdays.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Mr. Chandler Jones, Mo. I know you sent this to me. Yeah, you know, and Chandler previously played for your head coach in New England for a handful of years.
He did, and Chandler Jones is one of the most effective defensive ends. We were very excited to acquire him. We saw a lot of results, better defense with him alongside Max Crosby. But this guy, he went into a thing. And I don't know
what the Tom Ford glasses had to do with it. But.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I don't know if he was gifting them or I don't know. But what I understood that they were renegotiating his contract and he was going to make less than what was promised. At least that's what Twitter's saying. I don't know.
Well, and they renegotiated Jimmy G's contract.
Right. You know, they gave him more.
Yeah.
And so with him, I think his got cut significantly less than what he was expected. So,
but the fact that they're not letting him in the building.
But he's hurt too. That's why they're not letting him in the building. You can't, when you're on injury, you can't go into the practice.
He said he wants to go. He wants a powwow with AB and Alden Smith.
Yeah. And then he took all that stuff down too. And then Josh McDaniels had a press conference today stating that, of course, they're not going to get into the situation with Chandler Jones. It's a personal matter. Okay. And that everything is all good. So will he be in on Sunday? Will he be there?
Is he allowed in there? I mean.
Josh McDaniels says it's a personal matter. He said it was a personal matter. And I'm like, so it's not team related then? Because if it's not team related, then he's going to play. But if it's a personal matter. If it's a business matter, then we would know more tea. But he's saying it's a personal matter. Things have been resolved. We talked, you know, whatever. So,
like, personal between the two of them, or he's got personal because they mentioned like him talking about the, like they were addressing his baby mom.
Yeah, and all that. He went on a crazy rant, and I'm still confused by the rant itself. Like the time for like all of it is just real.
Yeah, it's like all bits and pieces, and nothing is making sense.
Yeah, no, you're giving context clue, but no context clue.
Well, then he had this whole letter. And the whole letter was like the people that have been wronged by their mental health possibly or where they were at. I don't know. He mentioned his brother, John Bones Jones. He mentioned Yeezy. He mentioned Antonio Brown, Alden Smith. God. Yeah.
Chandler, I need you to. Oh, my God. I need you to be head ready and physically ready for our defense is actually looking good. This is like the best defense I've seen in a long time in preseason. Like we need you. Like, I don't understand what's going on. He unfollowed Max Crosby. He unfollowed he was unfollowing people left and right. He unfollowed the Raiders, unfollowed Max Crosby. Like when he was going on this whole thing, he did all of that.
Well, that's my thing is that when people post it, then they delete him. So either you felt bad about it, someone told you to take it down, but I don't know.
Just have a Jesus moment, please.
We need more. This is why social media is bad, is because once you start seeing this stuff, like you need to know why. Like now I can't not know why. Like I need to know why. So someone needs to be able to discuss why. Because you can't just, you know, reel me in with this interesting stuff and then
play or he's cleared for injuries. At least that was what they were saying, but I don't think he's injured. But if he's cleared, he's gonna go for Sunday. The post-game interviews and pre-game interviews are all going to be about the incident. It's going to take away from any of your stats you put up or anything you do on defense that either we win the game in Denver. The conversation is going to be about you cutting a fool on social media.
Yeah.
And your four-page thesis on everyone that's mentally on some challenge stuff right now.
It's wild. But speaking of Denver, because I know you guys are heading to Denver.
Yes, we are.
We do need to do it. Oh, there was the meme. I did have it.
Okay, great.
So apparently there's some stuff from Sean Payton about him kind of checking Russell Wilson. Like he needed to, you know, stop worrying about Russell Inc. and worried about being Russell the quarterback. And hello. But haven't we been kind of mentioning that? Like, this is how Russell's been ever since. And I don't blame Sierra, but the Sierra marriage became the Russell and Sierra Inc. show. They had perfumes. They had clothing lines. They had, you know, the eco-friendly store they opened. I mean, there's everything and anything under the sun.
I mean, it's all good if that's what you want to do.
But is it taking away from your football season? Like, it's one thing if you're doing it just in the off season, but when it leaks into the actual, your training, your playing, they said he had his own office, like where the coaches had offices in Denver. He had an open door policy similar to coaches. Like, I guess Sean Payton took all that away.
He needs to take it all away. Humble him. Like, you are still on our
right.
Yeah,
he had showed up last year, I guess, with like a whole training team that wasn't even with the Denver Broncos. Like, this guy just, yeah. So, will this be a different Russell Wilson than we've seen last year? He's got Sean Payton now. I'm not sure Mo won. She probably got a call. Mo gets calls. But while she's waiting, let me just play, since we are back to football, it is NFL Sunday. It is NFL first week on Thursday night football. That means that the Gridiron Heights has started. So check this out.
Hope is the ayahuasca of feelings, and the Jets are flying high.
Before I was smiling to be polite. Now I'm smiling because I'm happy.
He showed me the light. I'm not a leader. I'm a follower.
Some say he's washed, but to have him explain it.
It's me. Hi. I'm the savior. It's me.
The New Yorkers in Gridiron Heights have become eager followers.
See how to drop. That's okay. I'm chill now.
I think the Giants are supposed to be the main character.
Quinnen, Sauce, educate young Daniel.
Hello, cameras. I no longer resent you. I'm a different guy. I attended the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Twice.
He's so many weapons.
Do you read me? Hello? Do you read me?
Yes, Josh. I'm right next to you.
Others have tried to anoint their own controversial saviors.
Now I realize, if you have faith, a sack is just a trust fall.
Anthony Richardson!
Hello, my name is Jordan Love, and I used to be in a cult with Aaron Rodgers. At first, it's interesting.
I wouldn't trust it. It's called Bluetooth because it'll bite you.
But then, he snaps the football. I was wondering if I
could... We're only beating the Bears by 30!
Now it's year 4, and I have no idea if I'm good or not.
Despite the many believers, his enemies are quickly approaching. But first, the Lions take on Kansas City.
Gentlemen, it is an honor to die with you all tonight.
Wait, what?
Attack!
I was so excited for Gridiron Heights to be back.
He's like, I don't know what good I'm here for.
If I'm going to get him back.
Yes, and Jordan Love, not for nothing, I do have him on my fantasy league. I do wish him the best. I have a secret suspicion he may ball out this season based on the schedule, hopefully, because I got Aaron Jones, too, on the receiving end. So I want to see something from Jordan Love. I want him to be the story out of Green Bay. And it's so funny now how New York is now this
a jet city.
Most watched state of two city teams that everybody's going to want to try and go games for.
It's crazy.
Because
it's
you got Buffalo, and you got New Giants, and you got the Jets. So it's just all of this. And it's so funny how they're like enemy lines. And I love
it's
Red
all
Iron. Changing. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
And I didn't get to watch it, but I didn't realize this week was the finale of Hard Knocks.
Already? Okay, because yeah, we're
I'm like, it's been
season.
4 or 5 weeks, hasn't it? Like, okay, yeah. So I didn't catch up on it, but I'll have to figure that one out maybe next week. I don't know.
Are you watching Winning Time too?
I am watching Winning Time.
Okay, Winning Time's getting good. Yeah.
It's good. Definitely getting good.
Pat Riley's about to turn into Pat Riley.
Yes, I've been waiting.
I'm waiting for him to slick his hair back and look like that.
Yeah, once it gets that slick back, you know where you know what's happening. You know what's happening. Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna be so geeked. I'm like, yes.
Other NFL news, real quick. So, Nick Bosa signed a huge deal with the Niners, the highest paid defensive player in the NFL 5 years.
And that's why they get drafted first in the fantasy league. They get drafted early.
Interesting with the Cardinals. I was curious. You know, they had dropped Colt McCoy. Kyler Murray's in the PUP list, so he's not playing for at least 4 weeks. So they got their quarterback, Josh Dobbs, back in June. I think they got in a trade. Mm-hmm. He's going to be starting for the Cardinals.
Oh, good luck.
Their season has to be.
Good luck. Yeah.
Also, rookies this year will be getting a patch they'll have on their jersey, the premier patch. It's going to be similar to how like the Major League Baseball have one. So rookies, when they're set to play their very first game, very first NFL game, they'll get a patch for their jersey.
Oh, that's cute.
Like a little Boy Scout patch.
Yeah, that's cute. Rookie.
Now you know you're a rookie.
Now the groupies can point out which ones are the rookies and which ones are the...
Now you'll know. You'll just look for a little patch. You'll
know, like, oh, he just started. Okay, next. He just
next. Not for nothing, but even though the season's starting, the injuries continue. We know now that Cooper Kupp is out for week one. Yeah. We also know that Travis Kelce is questionable for tomorrow's game. Yeah. I mean...
He's going to play, though. I think he's going to show up. I'm not...
He might play, but who knows if he's, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a head game, but
I'm not going to ride off of that.
I didn't draft him, but.
I didn't draft him. I didn't get him. And I had some sneaking suspicion. I really am curious to see what the Chiefs are going to do. Lions fans out there, like my cousins from Detroit, they are like, book it. Detroit is winning this game. I don't care what nobody say. It's Detroit win. I can't wait. I just can't wait to see it. Like,
The Lions ended their season great last year. They went on a run for the second half of the season. So,
Hey, listen, I got golf on my doggone fantasy. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah. You know? I got one more video for you because, you know, the whole big issue that was last year, I think maybe the last year or two, was the NFL script writers. Like, you know, oh, look what they're doing. This must have been the script. Like, this is so crazy. How did it happen? Well, now they're having all these little spoofs of, like, you know, some of the players being in like a pre-screening, kind of like a, what do they call it? Like a script meeting. There's this hilarious one. I had to show this one. So this is one of the script little videos they put out for NFL script writing.
You see that? This is juicy. Let's see what we got going on in week one. Holy
I gotta see how many yards Justin Jefferson had. He had this is crazy.
In one game? Sheesh.
No way broke the receiving yard record.
Got to do that.
Threw for how many yards?
Holy they back in the playoffs?
Good for them.
Let's see what's going on in the NFL honors.
I was hoping y'all write me in.
Y'all got winning defensive player of the year.
I'm still taking suggestions for offensive player of the year because I may know a guy. I like to skip to the end. This year's Super Bowl champions.
Super Bowl champions?
I can work with that.
Y'all gonna like this. You really can't make this stuff up.
You really can't.
You can't make it up. You really can't. You really can't.
That's cute.
God, it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Right.
Listen, heading into some Major League Baseball, if you didn't hear, my Mariners are still working at this. We're in a three-way race with the Rangers and the Astros right now. We had just lost like two to the Cincinnati Reds. We won today. Julio, this was, I think, over the weekend. He became the very first player in Major League Baseball history to have 25 home runs and 25 stolen bases in his first two seasons of his career. The only one.
Man.
Now, mind
Julio Rodriguez is y'all saving grace, honestly.
I mean, he's the new Ken Griffey. But here's the deal. Yeah. It hasn't even been him that's caught us into this August. J.P. Crawford, Cal Ray. Okay. I mean, these guys are coming through because it's kind of like how the Aces are some days. Like, people are doing great, and then other people are doing terrible. So it's been nice. But listen, my mom, God bless my mom, she's watching every single Mariners game. She's texting me to give me the updates the entire time. And I had to look up this guy because she can't stop. She talked to him like three times already. So they're playing the Reds, right? There's this new rookie. I think it's Eli De La Cruz. He just joined the Reds in June. He's 21 years old. He's a 6'5 rookie. He's 6'5. He's crushed home runs like over 450 or 480 feet. Not to mention, he currently holds the fastest time from home to third, from third to home plate. Like, he's fast.
What farm team did they find him off of?
I mean, listen, my mom's like, this kid, he's so huge. And they say the fastest kid on the, I don't know how we can stop him. And I'm like, who is this guy? 6'5" baseball player? Like,
right.
So kudos
to him. Jordan Pipe, but playing better than Jordan.
Right. She was just clowning though, because I guess the Reds have like no fans there. She's like, I can't believe that their team's doing so well and there's no fans in the stadium.
Can you blame
like,
well, them? I mean, I Cincinnati. Wouldn't
want to
be a Reds fan.
Cincinnati.
It is. I wouldn't want to be a Reds fan. Not since the days of Pete Rose. Right. Did they ever have any? I'm cool.
Not a lot in the basketball news, but Mo, give us your thoughts for your new Lakers inquisition.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Christian Wood?
Yeah, I mean, I put Christian Wood on my doggone fantasy league. It's an excellent big that we need. I think Christian Wood, listen, he came from,
Dallas.
He was with Dallas. I thought he was with Washington before that. But I had Seawood on my fantasy league, and he actually put up a good number. But we need a young person big in the low post, and I think he'll be very effective. We need a young big to counter off.
Is he good? He looked a little thin on the scrawny side. I mean, I don't know.
Christian Wood, he's an up-and-comer. I'm not too mad about it, but I don't know. Like, I just
but you're not sure.
And the reason why I'm saying I'm not sure is because you're going into an element with LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Right.
I don't know how that's going to look.
It'll be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. I did want to show the video, though, from Kobe's Mamba Day at the Dodgers Stadium with the drone.
Oh, yes. Do you have the drone show?
I do. Pretty dope. So check it out. If you haven't, this is the drone show from September 1st. The Dodgers had a Kobe Bryant Day, Mamba Day. Vanessa, the girls were all there. Oh, that's not it.
What is that?
Kobe Bryant drone show at Dodger Stadium.
I need to see one of these drone things happen live because
I have, and I'm just going to tell you something. That is the most amazing thing to see individual tiny drones come together.
I cannot believe it.
Of that. And it's just so incredible. But I do have some gripes about this whole thing. One of my gripes is the fact that the tickets were way, 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 way overpriced for all of this. I'm not paying $500 or $300 for the upper deck for this day. I feel like if you're going to do Mamba Day, and I know it's resellers. I know it's people just trying to get. That's what I don't like. Like, my brother, shout out to Marcus. He's over it. He's like, I get it, Mamba Day, but let the man rest. Like, how much more of the prophetizing, how much more of all of that are we going to do in Kobe's spirit? Like, let's just move like Kobe does, be motivated like Kobe does. But enough of all of this, because now you're capitalizing, and now people are selling the jerseys on eBay. And I meant to check on eBay how much those jerseys they were
selling. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to go do that, because again, you guys are not even in it for the love of who Kobe was.
And right, you're just trying to sell stuff.
Futures, you're not, people, young kids are going to be like, who? Like, I mean, again, we're just, My brother's over it. He's just like, let the man rest. But I get it. It's like, yeah, I celebrate Mama Day, and I think Mama Day is a great day of August 24th. I do. But and we've got all the murals that I feel like the City of Angels needs. How many more do we need of Kobe Bryant in this space? Because we're never going to forget.
And the only thing that I could think of it being what is kind of nice is like for the younger girls who, you know, when he died were even smaller. And so to be able to take part in something like this and be able to see their dad and how much people like adored him and loved him.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool for them. But I mean, just to do it for two people is not really enough. But, you know, it's. Yeah,
it is. And like I said, he will never be forgotten. He will never be forgotten.
No.
And I liked it. My brother's just over. He's like, I just need the man to rest. And it's painful reminders. Like, there's people out there that still cannot see Kobe video, imagery, or any of that. Like, this was just the most shocking and devastating, one of the most shocking and devastating deaths in sports history. And also prayers to everyone that lost their lives on there. And I just like to see more of the Gia situation. I'd like to see more with her because she was gone too soon and definitely much younger. To pass away like that. So I'd rather see the energy focus on more Mama Academy and just seeing updates on what's going on with that, that legacy going too. But yeah.
Right. Well, and speaking of that,
$400 on these tickets, I'm just tight.
No. You know? The Mamba schools did announce though that they are going, so the Mamba and Mambacita Sports is partnering with the Nike, is working with the following college basketball teams and wearing the Kobe and Gianna Nikes this season. So Duke, Kentucky, UConn, LSU, Oregon are all partnering with them and their foundation. So that's
don't sell them. Just keep them.
Well, they're playing in them. That's the whole point.
Even if they play in them, don't sell them. They're still going to be sell. Like, say if your season's over, don't sell them. Don't sell them.
It depends if they're, you know, some people never keep stuff. Some people sell all of everything, you know.
They do.
Before I get into sneak, I did have to, this made me giggle inside. These Pippen and Jordan memes. Marcus Jordan and Larissa Pippen said to get married and never thought the seventh Jordan Pippen ring would come in 2023.
Wow. Man, Larsa. Kryptonite is real in this one.
Can you imagine if they have a child and Michael and Scotty are the grandparent? I mean,
they're linked. They're forever. Linked forever.
Well, I guess Scotty wouldn't really be the grandparent, but he'd kind of be like a relative. I don't know.
I don't know how that works. So he would be like, I don't, it's so confusing.
Well, he would basically be like the.
He's the ex. He's the
he's the father that would be like their half brother or half sister, I guess. You know what I mean? Because he had kids with Larsa, right?
Right. So the kids would actually be siblings to this baby that becomes a
yes.
kid, and he would be
Like a
stepfather, like grandfather.
That's too much.
Stepfather, grandfather. I don't know. It's all crazy. It's all wild. But the fact I mean, they've been holding steady and strong. I'm very curious to see if the nuptials work. Maybe this is a real thing. Maybe this is a real
steady strong for Hollywood, sure. But I mean, I don't know.
Well, you young kids need to get some sense. Worse, you know, that's y'all need to get some brains for real.
Oh man.
Just smarten up. Smarten up.
I got some sneaker drops. This one's just, I can't even. So this, you know, these guys over at Mischief or whatever it is, they're teaming up with Kid. This is the guys that do the big boots, the red boots, the yellow boots.
And they got the yellow ones out too.
Bringing out these Super Normal 2 Insanos with Kid Cudi collaboration.
That looks so like the Cudi too.
They look like a gobstopper on drugs.
I am not surprised by any of this coming from Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi is the same guy that was wearing like a tooled like wedding dress or something.
Okay.
He does a lot of his shoes, kind of things.
Those are his shoes dropping. We also got Eastside Golf teaming up with the Jordan 1 High OG. These are the his golf shoes. I would wear those with even if they weren't golf shoes. Yeah. I don't care that they have the extra stuff on. Those would be great snowshoes. Look at the tread you've got on.
Yeah, look at that. I know.
All right. Off-White and Nike Air Force One teamed up for the She. These are an ode to Rasheed Wallace. You can see his little his little signature there on the bottom left with his number 30. So
they're cool, but it ain't the same since Virgil's gone.
Yeah, no, and they're still Air Force ones. I'm not an Air Force person at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the Nike Air Max, the 86 world make. These are a throwback to the old schools. And the Air Jordan 4, red cement, hits up on 99. We're in September already. Whew, Lord.
I know. And have you seen the change in the weather? How it's like significantly cooler now?
At night, yes. But in the daytime, like,
daytime is still warm.
Because we still have the water in the air, like, there's still water from the. It's just, I don't want the humidity. Like, get the humidity out of here and I'll be so much happier.
Right.
I don't know how y'all people in the East or the South handle it, because humidity and me are just.
Yeah.
All right, girl power. We've got Paige Books. She's the newest Nike basketball athlete. She signed NIL with them. She'll be sporting the new G2 Hustle 2 shoes that'll release later this fall. She's just one of the newest faces, woman power, girl power, heading over to Nike. And I got to give a shout out to Angel Reese. Angel Reese made a bet with her boyfriend who plays basketball for Florida State. They bet on the Florida State LSU game. She lost. She did the respectable thing and paid up her bet. She wore FSU stuff for the day after the game.
She's allowed to do that. Is she allowed to do that with the United
States? It's all in fun, right?
I know it is, but shoot. I'd be like, let's think of something.
But you know, most people that lose their bets never want to pay up. So
they don't,
that's one. So. Whenever people make bets with me, I never bet to wear other people. I'm never wearing your stuff. I'm not wearing the other team stuff. So we can bet money, we can bet food.
Stuff one time and do a video, and that was the worst kind of thing ever.
I did lose the Packers bet to, but it was my girlfriend's kids. So I felt okay with being in Packers gear for her kids. But that was
well, I didn't feel good in it at all. And to say go pack, go, like I'm a team player there. Yeah.
Shout out to Mina Kine.
Yes, Mina. Listen, got that.
I love my girl.
Let's
she
go.
Loves to rep for Seattle and the Seahawks. She got that bag. $1.7
million
to stay with ESPN. So
yeah, good.
Especially since after all those layoffs, like, good for you, girl.
Please.
Good.
Yeah, we need her.
And one last one. This is Erin Mattson. She's the youngest NCAA D1 head coach for UNC's field hockey team. She just graduated last year, played for the field hockey team. Won 3 national championships with the Tar Heels, 2 undefeated seasons. She was the ACC's all-time leader in goals and points. She finished playing school. Her coach at the time retired after 40 years, and she was able to take the new. She's 23. Or wait, what is she, 22, 23? And she's the head coach.
She's still really young and already got that going on. Wow.
Already. Done deal. And she could be there.
But
experience matters,
and her accolades and her resume speak. I mean,
speak for themselves.
All of that. So good.
Speak
for her.
For themselves.
Yeah.
I was trying to see how I don't know if I can do. Let me see if I can do this or not. I wanted to.
Shout out to the Baltimore Ravens. On a side note, too, having a whole all black coaching staff, all black everything as far as. That's the first time in NFL history that you're going to see their whole coaching staff of black players,
right?
And, athletic directors and everybody else that, or trainers and everybody else that's going to be on the field. That's pretty monumental.
Yeah.
For B-more. Mm-hmm. So.
So we've got week one, guys.
NFL pick-ems.
I haven't even looked at the schedule yet.
I haven't either. How did you do on a fantasy?
I mean, Yahoo says I did like crap, but I feel like I did good. Like I got, cause I'm not picking like whoever's next highest up on their little, how they rank them. I'm picking on people that I've been looking at. So we'll see what we'll see what it means at the end of the season.
Well, I did average, above average, I guess, which I don't know what that means either, but I drafted a whole bunch of running backs and wide receivers. I said, I can always interchange kickers. I can always interchange defensive teams.
Oh yeah. I'm only going for numbers.
I want the points. Like, I'm just points.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Thursday Night Football, Detroit at Kansas City. You are thinking it's going to be Detroit? Are you going with your people?
I'm going with Detroit because I don't like Kansas City. I think realistically it'll probably be Kansas City. But again, you said Travis Kelce is questionable, but I don't really pay attention to that. Kind of mumbo jumbo. But I'm going to roll with my cousins. I'm going to roll with the fan band and go with Detroit. It's tough in that Red Kingdom, though. It really is. But I'm just going to go with Detroit just for fun.
I'm going to go with them only because it's Thursday Night Football and it's the first game back in the season in Kansas City. But I think Detroit has a – this season, I feel like, is their season.
Yeah, I do too. I think they'll do all right. Yeah.
Sunday. We're starting off Sundays. Carolina Panthers at Atlanta.
I just don't know. I mean, Jesus.
I got to go with Atlanta. I mean, it's kind of like the –
I'll go with the Panthers. I'll go opposite of you on that. I can't bet on Atlanta to do anything but just show up in their suits.
I mean, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
The Texans at Baltimore. I mean, the Texans got a little bit of a team back together after the draft. However, it's not Baltimore.
I'm going Baltimore.
Lamar is ready to get back in it. I think this is going to be a makeup year for him.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, Justin Tucker, we can definitely count on him for kicking those field goals. So, he don't miss. So, I feel like Baltimore, I'm going with that.
The Bengals at the Browns.
Ooh, that's going to be Burrow. A good game. And I got Deshaun Watson on my league. I'm going to roll with the Browns. I'm just going to do it. I know who Joe – because, again, Cincinnati, Joe Burrows, is he 100% now with the injury and all that?
That I don't know, but yeah, I got Nick Chubb, so I'm rolling with the Browns too.
He's questionable still. I don't know. That's a great matchup, but I'm going to go, and that's a rival matchup, but I'm going with the Brownies on this.
When I watched, I know it's just the Hall of Fame game, but the Browns look good in the Hall of Fame.
They do, and
even with their second and third string out there. So
yeah, and I got Njoku too. So I need
all right. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Colts. The Colts don't have Jonathan Taylor. He's going to be out for their four games or so. He probably still don't want to play with them, but we got Jacksonville. You got Mr. Hayes.
Trevor Lawrence. Everywhere. I'm going to go with Jacksonville Jaguars. They looked really good last season. Trevor Lawrence is definitely coming to his own to start out and be who he is and throw like that. I'm not going to count them out.
Yeah, I wouldn't count the Colts for anything at this point. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Without Jonathan Taylor, I wouldn't anyway.
All right, Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield in Minnesota against Kirk Cousins.
He's a 1-year deal, right? I'm going
but he's got Mike Evans to toss to. I mean, I'm hoping. I think Mike's out right now or injured, isn't he? I don't know.
I think Mike Evans is questionable. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
I'm going with Justin Jefferson and those Minnesota Vikings. What are we talking about? I bet Minnesota all last season and they covered for me because I had Justin Jefferson on my
I believe it. I'm doing the same. Tennessee at New Orleans, the Saints, your second team, your old quarterback, Derek Carr, taking his first season in with the Saints.
I ain't no hater, and I told you Saints is my second team, so I'm going to roll with the Saints, regardless of a car that goes room there. I got to change my name because I ain't even with that. I got to change my fantasy. Got to do that. But, yeah, I'm rolling with the Saints. I'm going to see what Derek does, you know. I mean, God, I think. You know, this might be what he needs to do. But if he does typical car stuff, I'm just going to be like, oh, told you.
Prove me wrong.
Prove that it just ain't the Raiders. Prove me wrong. Prove that it just ain't you. You know, prove that you can actually be a quarterback here.
Did the Saints actually have Michael Thomas back?
They do. I think Michael Thomas is back. Oh, no, maybe not.
Has it been like 2 years that he's gone? Well, he's not on the injury list right now.
Yeah, he is. Okay. So that's going to be. Oh, he's not?
No.
So he may play then. Oh, that's going to be tough. Well, no, I'm going to roll with him. It's my Saints. Who that? It's my second team. I can't. I'm going to be no hater. I'm just going to keep it real.
I'll go with the Tennessee. I don't know.
I mean, that's a freight train running back.
You really can't. And they got a couple of wide receivers there too. It's just
he can hurt them. I mean, I'm not mad.
Niners at the Steelers. I would hope. Ooh. I can only hope that Pittsburgh could kill him, but I know that won't happen. But I'm gonna roll with it, and that I hope that they can stop them.
Yeah, because they're in your division, but that defense is so. What's gonna happen is they're not gonna just be able to score too many points. And who's this quarterback for San Francisco? They're getting which one are they?
They got Brock Purdy. They're keeping Brock Purdy from last year. Yeah. But I mean, he's when you've got, you don't, your quarterback doesn't matter when you've got Ayuk and you've got like Kittles and you've got
George Kittles is questionable. I have Kittles on the fantasy league. He's questionable right now, so he hasn't cleared that questionable.
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh because I want the Niners. Yeah, Niners need to get every loss they can.
I'm gonna roll with San Francisco.
Okay.
Just to the Kittle, but I have a sneaking suspicion Pittsburgh can pull that game off.
All right, we got the cart
on his home game, so that's another thing about him.
Yeah. Cardinals at the Commanders. This is kind of like a dumpster fire game.
I mean, let's see what Eric Bieniemy does. I wish him the best with this team. I'm going absolutely with the Commanders because I want to see what his offense is gonna look like with his schemes. And they don't mirror too much of KC, but they're tweaked a little bit and looking like, you know, that they can do something. So I'm
show them what you got.
Show us what you got.
Packers at the Bears. I got to roll with my QB, Justin Fields.
That is,
I think he's gonna have a breakout season.
I do too. But it's the Bears. I'm rolling with Jordan Love. I want to see what Green Bay does.
Who are you rolling with?
I'm going with Green Bay. I'm gonna see.
I thought you said the Bears.
Because I have Jordan on my my other fantasy league. So.
All right, the Raiders at the Broncos.
I'm rolling with my Raiders.
I am too. You know I can't deal with Broncos.
I'm not about to. He can be. Look, I want Russell Wilson to be kissing babies and getting distracted and having all that stuff. Sean Payton, you. And see, when it comes down to this game, because is what's his name? The wide receiver.
Jerry Jeudy's out.
He's out, right? So it's going to come down to getting out coached. If Sean Payton has maneuvers to outcoach Josh McDaniels, which I think Sean Payton is a far better coach than Josh McDaniels, and they can pull off a win from us, I would be very shocked. But I feel like our defense is stellar. We're looking good. Josh Jacobs is back with us on the run game. Questionable out to Daniel Jones, but that's okay. Mad Max just got hit with that $100 million contract. He's going to show up and show out. So I'm not too pressed. But yeah, I'm going my Raiders.
I just realized. The Aces game's at noon, and all of our games are at 1:20. I mean,
I know Marcus is not going to the Aces game. He's like, I'm watching the Raider game. It's football.
I mean, I have my phone on me, you know.
I'm so conflicted.
It would be different.
Game on my phone. Can I do that?
I mean, I may have to anyways because I haven't paid for Sunday ticket. I'm gonna opt to use NFL Plus premium for right now and see how far that gets me.
I signed up for that too. I'm paying for that as well.
Yeah.
But I feel
it's
like
way cheaper than YouTube. Huh?
I feel like on YouTube, I feel like on game day, YouTube's gonna throw all kinds of crazy deals. Like, can I sign up for it and then like turn it off?
Yeah, because they probably haven't made nothing because they're not giving no break.
I think they're gonna come like 25th at like on Sunday, they'll be like, guess what? We got a whole bundle of games, get on. $15.99.
Yeah, now 50% off. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can only dream of $15.99, but I'm just saying they're going through a whole bunch of deals.
All right, you've got the Dolphins versus the Chargers, Team Tua versus Team Justin Herbert.
And I'm going to have to roll Miami because I got Tua as my backup quarterback. And even though I might not start him this week, I'm rolling with Miami.
You know, I got to go with Justin Herbert. I know he's part of your division, but that's one kid that I've always been like, you know what? I like that guy.
I like Justin Herbert, too. I like him, but I don't like him for that.
And they did so crap last year. I just hope they can actually stay, they had a lot of injuries last year. Hopefully they can stay healthier. You don't care. I know you don't.
Come on, Miami. Let's see what you got.
The Eagles at the Patriots.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go with Jalen because that's one of my other quarterbacks. But I honestly feel like Philly's
a contender still for Super Bowl contention. I'm not counting them out.
And from what I've been reading is a lot of people are projecting them to be winning the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I still got KC coming as a win in the win column, too.
I've seen some people talk about, like, what was the other team? I can't remember. But they had Philly in there. They had Philly in there.
Yeah.
All right, the Rams at the Seahawks. You know, there's no cup. I realize Seattle doesn't have defensive Jamal Adams. He cleared his physical, but he's still not ready to go yet. So I'm excited to see these rookies we got.
I want you guys to win because you're in the 12th man arena and it's a home game. And I feel like you should be able to.
It's the
to
Rams.
Win.
The Rams, like.
But the Rams, yeah, like.
It's like Rams. You got, they literally have three people.
Did
on
you see
team,
what right? the dog selected for you guys in the division?
Us to beat to win the division, yes.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to roll with Seattle. And then they had a baby choose recently. I didn't show you the baby one.
Oh, you didn't show me that
where
one.
Where the baby was choosing. But the dog chose you guys to be in the winning division.
Nice.
He gave you guys a great record. So I'm going to go with the dog. I think the dog knows what they're talking about.
All right, we got Dallas at the Giants.
I'm going with Darren Waller and the Giants. I don't want those Cowboys to win nothing. I'm going to wear my Waller jersey, too.
And until Dak can get his head out his whatever, I don't know.
I don't trust Dak Prescott either for nothing.
Don't trust Dak for nothing.
I don't care
for Jerry. I don't think Jerry really cares if they really be winning anymore, as long as they're like the top earning team.
Whatever, do what you gotta do. But I think
we got Buffalo in New Jersey Buffalo against the Jets. So we're gonna see Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers. This is like an AFC battle right here.
That's gonna be, yeah, that's an AFC conference. That's a conference championship.
And the Jets got Dalvin Cook now. They'll be playing him.
That's another side of Dalvin Cook. I'm not really, I mean, it's cool, but I'm not, man. I'm only going with Buffalo because Darvin Ham is coming back, and I want to see. I have to go with Buffalo. I can't do this Jets thing. I just can't.
I mean, I'll roll with the Jets because Hard Knock. I don't know. I don't think they can win necessarily. I feel like unless I didn't spend too much time watching their defense, so I don't know what the defense is working with. But your offense, I feel like their offense is. I think their offense has some goodies. So hopefully defense can just handle
Josh
Allen.
I'm going with the Bills. Much younger team, much younger quarterback. Okay. I'm going with all of that.
All right. Well, we're good.
Yeah.
Don't forget to set your fantasy lineups, too, before Thursday.
Yes.
Fantasy football is back. I'm in the midst of a final round of my WNBA fantasy basketball team.
Where are you ranked in that?
I'm going against Weeks right now. We've been battling for like a week and a half. Yeah.
All right. Let's
head
go.
Head to head.
All right. I like that. I like it.
All right, y'all. That's in the show. We've missed you. We hope you've missed us. You're just catching the end, you can always watch the replay here on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, please. And tell your friends.
Subscribe. It's free.
Yes, it is.
Share. We love
ain't
all that.
Like no NFL package.
Nah, ain't no. Hey, listen, our YouTube channel is free.
It is. Tell everybody.
Everybody. Yes. All right, y'all. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest of social media. We will be back next week, and we'll see you. Have a good one.
Yes.
Good luck in football. Fantasy football.
Good luck.
Right, bye.